The Chisholm decision was not welcomed by states saddled with debts and threatened with insolvency. On February 20, 1793, 2 days after the court decided the case, Massachusetts Congressman Theodore Sedgwick proposed an amendment to the Constitution that would have deprived all federal courts of jurisdiction over any suit in which a state was named as a defendant. Instead of acting on that proposal, critics of Chisholm drafted and 2 years later obtained ratification of the 11th Amendment. That amendment eliminated the out-of-state residence of the plaintiff as a basis for federal jurisdiction in an action against a state, but it actually said nothing about the common law doctrine of sovereign immunity. Nor did its text prohibit, or indeed even mention, suits brought against a state by its own citizens to enforce rights created by federal law. Nevertheless, as I shall explain in my chapter about Chief Justice Rehnquist, in later years it would provide the states with immunities that would have surprised John Jay. In 1795, which happened to be the year the 11th Amendment was ratified, John Jay resigned his position as Chief Justice to become Governor of New York. President Washington nominated John Rutledge of South Carolina to replace him. While Rutledge had been a respected delegate to the Constitutional Convention in 1787, his career on the federal bench is noteworthy for its brevity. In 1789, Rutledge had been one of Washington's first appointees to the Supreme Court. Although that appointment was confirmed by the Senate, as the Constitution requires for all Article III judges, Rutledge did not decide a case as a federal judge at that time because before he could do so, he chose instead to accept the position of Chief Justice of the South Carolina Supreme Court. When Jay resigned in the summer of 1795, Washington named Rutledge to replace him by means of a recess appointment, a temporary appointment during which the appointee may serve in office without Senate approval. An unpopular speech, in which Rutledge criticized a treaty that John Jay had negotiated, plus...